Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Tuesday, August 4th, 2020. Stand up for your country. I think you're going to enjoy this evening's broadcast. We have Sean Hannity. He's got a new book out, so he sat down with me. And it's different, that's for sure. I've known him a long time. So that's coming on up. Lead story today. Now, I got to explain what our lead story is. So, National Public Radio is not, in my opinion, trustworthy. All right? It is an organization that is uber liberal and always has been. That's the organization that fired Juan Williams, who himself is an uber liberal, as you know, because he said honestly after 9/11, you know, if I see Middle Eastern guys on an airplane, I get a little frightened. Boom, he's done. Okay? He didn't work for Fox News then, by the way, but Fox hired him shortly after NPR fired him. So the cancel culture and political correctness was going on in NPR for decades. And NPR does get a little bit of government money, which is an outrage. They shouldn't get a dime, and PBS shouldn't get a dime. If you want to give money to them, fine. But why do people like me, who don't respect the operation, don't believe it's presenting information honestly, why are you taking my tax dollars and giving it to them? Let them compete. Okay. Excuse me. Enter a poll on COVID. The only reason I'm telling you about the poll is because it's going to be cited. You're going to hear this. And you need to know how fake this is. It's outrageous. My staff did a nice job investigating this because NPR does not want you to know any of this. So they call up 1,115 adults, not likely voters, not registered voters, adults. But somehow, 45% of them are Democrat and 39% are Republican. Why? Why is there a 6-point deficit? And then independents are only 9%. Which is the lowest independent number I've ever seen in a poll. So the 45% Democrat overwhelms the Republicans and the independents. First question on the COVID. Please indicate whether you support or oppose a state law to require mask wearing in public at all times. All times. It means you could be hunting in the woods, on the beach, surfing, get out of the mask. Support or oppose? Support 76%. Come on. Come on. That's absurd. And it's not true. Oppose 21%. I mean, I saw that and I just went, I mean, that is about as misleading and as fallacious. Can you imagine 76% of Americans saying, okay, walk out of the house, you got to wear a mask. No matter what you do, you may not see anybody for 24 hours. You got to, come on. Come on. Second question. Do you support or oppose a single national strategy when schools can reopen? Support 60, oppose 33. Insane. So you're telling me in a state like Wyoming, where there's hardly any COVID at all, you can't reopen your schools until New York City does? Until LA does, Florida does, who would support that? They say 60% support it. Not true. Third question, a mandatory nationwide 2-week shelter at home order. So you can't go out of the house. 59% support, 36% oppose. So 60% of Americans, according to NPR, say, yeah, can't go out of the house. All right, you can't go. You want food? No. Your mother is hurt. You can't drive over to see her. Fourth question. Your state temporarily closing down all restaurants and non-essential businesses. Support 59, oppose 37. So let's close them all down now. Now. All right, this is not a, there's another disaster or whatever. Now. Knock out everything. Economy just collapses. Fifth question, temporary ban on travel between states. 55 support, oppose 39. That means all commerce in America stops. No trucking, no visiting, as I said, your mom or dad or your children if they're in trouble. It's unconstitutional. All this stuff is unconstitutional.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Okay, so the virus, as I've said many, many times, and I don't want to be redundant, word of the day. I don't want to be repetitive. I'm not one of those people. All right, I try to give you a fresh perspective every day we're on air. But COVID is really, really a tremendous factor in a presidential election. So that's why the left doesn't want any openings. They don't want anything. They want to just keep the economy moribund, all right, until after the election. So slap it on Trump. It's that Trump virus, according to Nancy Pelosi. Trump did. Trump blew it. Trump this. Trump that. So the president has to reply to the perception that the left-wing media is putting out there, that all it is his fault. He has to reply. And he did yesterday. Go.
The mortality rate has declined 85% from its April peak, 85% decline. On vaccines last week, we announced a $2.1 billion partnership with Sanofi and GSX to purchase and produce 100 million doses of their coronavirus vaccine. 100 million doses. This is the sixth vaccine candidate we are proactively supporting. We're supporting numerous companies that are doing very well, are having wonderful results, and they're in final stages of testing.
All right, so all that's true. You can't say that the president lied, although I'm sure the Washington Post will try. You know, the death rate is declining because younger people are now getting COVID. The older people are kind of wall themselves off. But younger people are getting it. And they're not dying from it. You get sick, a week later, they're better. I'm not diminishing the disease. I've said in the very beginning, this is a catastrophic illness. But that's why the mortality rates are going down. The vaccine is a hope play. The Trump administration knows if a vaccine is even announced, doesn't even have to be distributed. If it's announced, there is a vaccine that defeats the COVID virus, that the whole election turns around because the fear level drops. All right. Now, you may not want the vaccine. A lot of people will not take it. The media will say it's dangerous. They will say if you take the COVID vaccine, no matter when it's developed, oh, I should amend that. If Joe Biden's president, then you can take it. But while Donald Trump is president, if you take the COVID vaccine, you will turn into a werewolf, all right? Probably not even when the moon is full. You just turn into one. That's what you're going to hear over and over. Oh, it's that and that. They'll trot out some guy from Romania who took it, and he's like this. You know what's going to happen. Now, I'm telling you all this to try to get a little perspective. So Donald Trump knows he has to present an optimistic scenario. And so he's saying, you know, we're going to back up all the vaccines and we're ready to go. OK, that's what he's doing. Back in a moment with a final thought. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices, higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. So here's the final thought of the day. I'm getting ready here at my house to send the urchins back to school. Girl, senior in college. Boy, senior in high school. They're going back. And I'm a little, you know, I'm going to get them a hazmat suit or whatever, but I'm glad they're going back, particularly to high school. You know, kids got to be with other kids. And there is a threat, but we'll deal with it. We'll deal with it. But kids got to go back to school. They have to. We'll see you tomorrow.